This is Ozarks at Large. In 2020, sitting down at your local coffee shop has become more complicated. But what if that coffee shop were in the middle of a 300-acre forest? Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth explains that might be more likely than you think.
It's 7 a.m., and I'm walking up to Airship Coffee's newest location. Or rather, I'm walking up to the trailhead that leads to the Bentonville-based company's newest location.
Have you been on this area, Mark, on your bike? What's that like?
That's a dual slalom.
That's Claire Bullard, the company's sales and marketing manager and owner, Mark Bray, on his bike. They're leading me on the 1.5-mile trek through the Kohler Mountain Bike Preserve in Bentonville to the Open Air Cafe. The new concept is unlike any coffee shop in the area, resting in the middle of the recently completed 300-acre park.
So the homestead includes these two old barns that were restored, and then a view into the valley here.
The concrete building juts out from a hill and overlooks what a trail map lists as the homestead, a well-manicured forest where the trails converge past yoga platforms and two renovated barns. Bray says the cafe was planned as early as 2018 by the Peel Compton Foundation, which owns the space and manages the entire bike preserve.
Yeah, so we're standing on the porch of the cafe that overlooks the Kohler Valley. The idea here originally was to create a space that was outside of town a little bit, but nestled here in town close by, but be a place to get away.
The actual coffee bar is located in a small port at the back of the porch behind a window, and outside above the building is an uncovered seating area with a string of lights above. Bray says the shop will offer its regular coffee menu as well as beer, wine, and some food items.
You've probably had Mexican street tacos. Our take on that is Ozark Trail tacos. So we're smoking the meat. We'll have brisket, pork shoulder, chicken, that kind of thing, but really simple but delicious food. So we want everything to be easy and simple here and not distract from the environment.
And while Bray and the team at Airship was excited by the prospect of a Kohler Preserve location early on, Claire Bullard says the pandemic has made the idea of a coffee shop in the woods even more enticing.
I really just would like it to be an accessible destination where you don't just park and leave. You know, you pull up, get a coffee and leave. You come to stay a while. And whether that's by yourself so that you can just be with the trees for a while, as crunchy as that sounds, it's true that it is beneficial. And I think that over the last 6 months, more and more people have realized that. So we are looking forward to bringing that to more people.
She says the cafe was hit hard in March when they had to scale back their operations to go only because of COVID-19. But she and Bray both believe the size and relative isolation of the new space will make it a popular and safe option for customers.
I realize, okay, so we're keeping the vehicle traffic out of this area. We're keeping the disturbance to the environment at a minimum so that we can protect the space for the wildlife. And that's when I realized, wow, how cool would it be to be immersed in the middle of that, to provide people a little place of rest and refreshment.
But along with that rest and refreshment comes some challenges, like getting supplies and people into the woods.
I have been curious. We use a local milk producer that has these like big glass jars. So I'm curious if it will be kind of, he'll see it as an obstacle or like embrace it as that 20 minutes of his day that he like got to go out in the woods. So we'll see.
Yeah. When you compare it to say owning a coffee shop or restaurant in downtown Chicago or New York City, it's like you got logistic problems there as well, right? Ours just happened to be in a peaceful environment. So we have a service road where we can bring supplies in that doesn't interfere with pedestrian traffic. So that was really the solve for that. Now, there's not a parking lot. So all of our employees during interviews with our new staff, we had to let them know, like, you'll need to be prepared to walk or ride a bike, and that's part of it.
But Bray says he's not worried about accessibility, and he believes this open-air cafe will ultimately help Airship, which opened its first location at 5th Street in Bentonville in 2018, reach even more people because it helps expand on the company's mission.
So our mission in our retail cafes is making a place where authentic community thrives. And so what we want to do is be in the space we're in as true to form.
So although we didn't plan the timing to happen like this, we're really looking forward to opening in the fall in the Ozarks after a really hard year and offering something really special that hasn't been offered ever in this area.
Bullard says there's no set date for the cafe to open yet, but they hope to have a soft opening sometime this fall. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.